כמו יום בעשרה, בקין בוקו, בלבור דרך החומים, הוא מפעטר את הכל, או בעשרה, so then he was not allowed until he was stable. And if it was halfway, if it was highway, if he was not in the best of health, so then he could pour over himself Tisha Kabimai. So Valkyrie Achille should not go of Tisha Kabimai. Victoria should not follow Israel to be Shlisha Mubi Mayim Shuri. Now, the Aloha is one of the Yitches, one of the Yitches Dovo, that Zikri Bisham and Zikri Bisir and Misakim was that if he completely tore a person, so it's not for our nation, Gimu Yugi Mayim Shuri, so that it becomes possible after the tore. Why would Hachon Misaknet? Because many Jews who went through it in the Mikvois, and the Mikvois were not clean, so then they decided to take a shower, to cleanse themselves out of the dirty water of the Mikre. So many Jews can see, adapted the thought that they saw many Talmid Chachamim, after they were tevel in the mikveh, they took a shower, Mayim Shuri. Or they immersed themselves in the bathtub in Mayim Shuri. So they did it in order to cleanse themselves out of the filth that the mikveh, many mikvehs contained. But those who were ignorant thought that the real thing that is mitayer is the Shuri, because they saw that everybody did it in Talmid Chachamim. And after going through it, they cleansed themselves in Mayim Shuri. So many people developed the thought that Lo Yizeh Mitayer. So because of that, the Chachamim were misakim, that's one of the Chesdobo, that if Itoya is not for our Reishe, our Humesh Reishe Mugi Mayim Shuri, if Itoya takes a shower, Shleisha Mugi Mayim Shuri, so then he's supposed to have a problem. So he has to be tevel in mikveh after taking the shower in order to prevent that nirsh. Alright, so anyway, it's a takonet. Toya shenof la'oreishin al-hub ha'ishlish nubi ma'ishuri. So again, suppose the Balkari that is not for of Tisha Kabimayu, but not from one kele, but it was combined from several kele. So the same machlekes between the Rabakim and the Chachamim in regard to the psul of mikveh applies also, on the contrary, to the psul of toya shenokwa alreishe yirahume yishleishu b'mayim shuri, that becomes posnach mitrume, whether the same psul will apply to a case where the gimu rugi mayim shuri fell alreishe yirahume from three different kelim. So according to Rabbanon, just as the Rabbanon say that Ligabe, the psul of Gimu Mugim, to pass a mikveh, so it passes a mikveh even if it fell from three different kelim. So here Ligabe, the psul of Toya Shnofu Aureshe, Vehube Shlishu Maishuri, even if it dropped from three different kelim, is also possible to pull it. And the same thing would be Ligabe Takonsesa. So suppose a chere who is a Balkari, before the takone was bottled, so he was not allowed to learn the Vritor or the Dav until he is not full of Tisha Kabim. Suppose he'll be not full of Tisha Kabim, but from three different kelim, he'll be allowed to learn the Vritor or the Dav. So Nikriyahu Mishnah 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 Mishnah. When do we say that the basic Mukhelim is mitzvah from the Kula de Balker and the Chum Rabbi Mikveh and the Chum Rabbi Torosh Noflo Gimurugin Bizman Shiz Chlasheni Yashul Pasuk HaVishim? But suppose three individuals, so Ruben Shimon HaLevi, Ruben will pour into the Mikveh one book from one kid, then we'll stop. And then, 5 minutes later, or even 1 minute later, after Ruben was finished with Paul, Shimon will pour from another Kelim, one group. And then, after Shimon is finished, Levi will pour from the third Kelim. So, another group. Then the mikveh does not become possible. And the same thing would be in the Kule, would be with applying rigabe balkere. So when we say that Eve, it will be called from three different gay, so it will be allowed to be a Torah only if the second rook will be poured before the first one was finished pouring the first rook. But if you pour the second rook after the first one was finished, so then it will not be muta be the Torah. במה אמור ממשי שלושה שקלים בתגריש ובמה דבר אמורי דמיפי שושני שקלים מצטרפו בזמן שלא נסחבי זה תמיד ובמה דבר אמורי that בזמן שהסחי השני so that if the הסחי השני after פוסק הורישי so it's not מצורי that is only שלום נסחב לרבייס אבל נסחב לרבייס אף לקורת בכל השום המסגרת משני שלום גיני אם זה נסחב לרבייס so even if Ruben poured in let's say on Sunday and then a month later Shimon poured in another loop on Sunday and 3 months later so Ruben poured in another loop if every one at the time when he poured in one loop had carbonate to be massive and so there is an achreikes rishenim in the pshat of Nishabim Ruach Rabbis according to the Rambam Tinore and according to the Rambam Nishabim Rabbis means that if at the time when Reuven pours in one rug it's because he wants that there should be an abundance of what? That's what is Hanukkah. If the carbon is that there should be an abundance of water. And what does it mean? When is Hanukkah? I mean, every time a person pours in, why does he pour in? Because he wants the mikveh to have more water. The answer is, sometimes one wants to pour in because he's afraid people keep on using it every time a person immerses himself in the mikveh, so he takes away on his body a slight quantity of water, so it might be reduced to less than himself. So because of that, he dumps more water, that there should not be reduced to less than himself. That's called loyis habanais. But if the carbon is not to make sure that it should not be less than himself, but he just wants a maximum of water, let me claim. That's called Mishabim Rabbis, according to the Rambam of Noras Piyad, according to the Rambam Piyad. So the Meir is Mitzurah, even if it's done, B'chol Hashom. B'chol Hashom. So that's a Chumre. That's a Chumre. Mashayim came, the tour of Yeruchem, they explain something else. Mishabim Rabbis means, what is Harabis? Reuven, let's say, on Sunday, so he dumped one rook from one keri, and at that time they already made up. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they made an agreement. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they said to each other, I am going to dump one rook today on Sunday, and a week later, on Sunday, you Shimon will dump, and 2 weeks later, you Levi will dump. So that means, according to the Torah of Yeruchem's Pshat, Nishabi means when the first one dumped one rook of Mayim Shumim the Mikveh, so it was Nishabi that a week later, or a month later, or 2 months later, Shimon should dump another rook. And that 3 months later, Levi should dump another rook. So then it's Mitzvah. Alright, now the Rav. מקריח משניים שני מוצאי דרבון את תסקן מים בו בשם אחרי שהוא יכולים לו אינו סנולו תסקן מים טוב אשם להסיס לו איש נקריח לו איש נבי שגיל מוקר וחלטו יש נופר לו איש ועבוד בגימו מוגים מים שובים דיפס לסעת חום יד מנפק עמי שבת חלו גימו מוגים בי שגיל מוקר ומסתרפים דל מסתרפים ואמר אגור עם בי שגיל שגיל מסתרפים בזמן שלו נסחנו לרבס אף נקרא כל שלו נסחנו לאיסף הלום כי להב עם המים אף נקרותת שירות מועט אחות שיר מועט אחות מסתם הדל 164th of the room. So even if each time each one dumped. He dumped only such a minute quantity, but if there was kabbalah, so it's mitzvah in the course of the holy. Right now, we did not go over the Rashi and the Rambam, but so next time, it will be next time, so be after Simchas Torah. So we'll go over, I'll tell you, we'll go over the whole third parade according to the Rashi and the Rambam Pshat, Parashat Olayit, and then the following Shia, so we'll start the fourth one.
Kav Sain Tishrei Hashem Tav Shem Mem Beis B'Yayin Hara.
Calculated on the quarter basis, and the other pshat is that it has to be calculated on the 50-50 basis. But that's only in the case where it was completely shown, or Rubei shown. Mashem came if it was Rubei Eini shown. Just give Rukim shooting. So then, in order to be Mashem Mitzvah, you just have to fill it up. So in other words, Miluyeme, you have to take out, you have to draw out Miluyeme. In other words, even the time when the Gimel Rugim fell into the, dropped into the Mitzvah, was dumped into the Mitzvah.
But he was talking about...
One second, the Mitzvah had 20 saw, so then you have to draw out 20 saw plus.
But here we're talking about Mole Mayim Shuvim.
You're right, yeah.
So here, it's got to be Rov Mayim Shuvim in the Mishnah Gimel.
So then it's actually Yisrachim Shom Mishtayah and Rishim. So there are two Rishimis in the Raivah. You have to go over the Raivah. One is on, it has to be calculated on the pro-rata basis, and the other chapter is on the 50-50 basis.
But in either case, are we talking about Mamas drawing the water out and spilling it away prior to allowing to flow in Megishami? Or can the Mega Shami fall in while that water is in there, and we assume some effect of Batela causes the Malo to go out? In other words, if there's Mayim Shuvim in here, can I allow the Mega Shami to come in now while this water is still in here? Or do I have to first dry it out?
Even if you make Shami comes in, so we still in on a 50-50 basis. Or on a formata basis, it can be calculated that there is less than
Gimel Lugim.
The Gimel Lugim left of the Shuvim, so.
But if the Mayim Shuvim remains in here, I mean, how are we to understand that there's less than Gimel Lugim left in there because of Batela, the Mega Shemim is Mevato?
The Amos Amayim washes it through.
Uh-huh. So it actually drains out before the Mega Shemim comes in.
We mentioned last time that was before the second occasion. So that there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ram and Chum in Kol Apostol. The Ramban says, in regard to the machlokes of the Ephraim and the other Rishim, as to whether we say by the Rubes, Chtichanas Nevelek, and the Ephraim says, we only say Chtichanas Nevelek, because the Bosor by itself is heter, and the hollow by itself is Eter, and when the two are misarif together to such an extent that one gives a tam in the other, then becomes a hefzer because of a hollow. So there, so if let's say a hefka zayis of bosom is misarif with hefka zayis of hollow, to the extent of one giving a tam in the other, so the whole kazayis is a hefzer because of a hollow. Because that's the definition of bosom hollow. Mashiachim show is sorry. So if let's say one kazayis of chilev will be nivra in a big hatichas bosom of 50 gzeisi, so you are not going to say that the whole 51 gzeisi in hatiche is a chetzer visa, is chilev. No, a contrary. But you're not allowed to eat any mashi of that hatiche because that kazayis of chilev is evenly distributed in the chtiches boso of 50 gzeisi. So if you eat any unit, any piece, any mashi of that chtiches boso, you necessarily also eat a mashi 151 of that of chilev, of that unit. But whatever was Eter remains Eter. But Mashiachim, other Rishayim say that we applied our Tichanasis Nivele, even Tabish also. But there is one difference. The Ram and Rabbi Tam, according to Rabbi Tam, if it's Min Shalom Nivele, so then it's Tichanasis Nivele, and the Heter is Nefach Lisa Midrais. According to the Ram, we do not say just because he gave a tam, so the heter is never chulisa midraisa. But with Rabbanon, because of Exeire, Mishim was a becholo, so the whole chatiche becomes a heptzavisa. So the Rabban says that is the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yezi. In other words, Rabbi Yezi holds that we say by all tarives, chatiche nasis leile. So maybe by mikvoyes, we also say, in other words, here it's not a question of Isa Achille, but a question of the Hachshav Mikve. So here we have, let's say, 39 saw of Mikshav, and then Gimel Rugi, Naim Shuvim, I don't into it. So according to Rabbi Yezi, we say we apply the concept of Tichanas and Lele. So the whole thing, 39 so plus Gimlugim, become show. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, only the Gimlugim is possible. So the Lele, you cannot be Tevel. And you cannot say, but I am Tevel, not with Gimlugim. The answer is, since it's Murek together, so when one is Tevel, he's necessarily Tevel in the Gimel Rugim also. Mashiachke, if it is in the case of Nechlak Mishnayim, so Rabbi Shua is Machshia, because he's not Tevel in the Gimel Rugim. Sure. So this is what Rambam says. And the Ram says, no, it has nothing to do. This is a separate Machlokes. Regarding Mikvoyes, it's not a question of Tarumas here there is a special Aloche, but even according to the Ram, so the general deal of Chtichanas Oyeh, Chtichanas Nivele, or Inasas Nivele, has nothing to do with Gimel Rugim that is Meruve Ben Mikve, but is the same kind of concept. So in other words, so if the Ram will admit that according to Rabbi Yezi, there is a concept in Mikvoyes similar to the concept of Tichanas Nivele. But according to the Ram, it has nothing to do with Tahume Sikoha Terekot. According to the Rambam, we equate the Shaila of Tichanas Nivele in Koha Terekot with the Shaila of Tichanas Nivele in Gabi Mikvoyes. But the Ram also be made that according to Rabbi Yezi, there is a concept similar to the concept of Tichanas Nivele that we say Ligabi was Bosochol. So when a Kazai is Bosochol, the Kazai is Cholo, Bar Ruben, so then the two Gzeisi become Heftzo Viseah. So here too, there is a similar concept according to Rabbi. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, no, there is no such concept that all the heretofore Lechonim become Heftzo Manjeli. Only the Gimelugim become Shalim. So the Melech cannot be Tevonet, because if you are Tevonet, in that mitzvah you are necessarily Tevonet on the Gimelugim. And the Melech, the Tevonet is possible. Alright. And then we also mentioned what the Gemara says, that Shalim Nikra Arim Shepsul. So the Lord Abba says, I the boy is the same for Nechlo Kishmaim Posen, Shemichol Shemsu, Kotan Nam Hochek Shem, Shemichol Shemsu. The Hochek do Abba Hochek Shem, the Chemisavo, the Yisbo Gimu Hukim Shubim, Yisbo Nabba Abba Yimso, the Sulu Pasa Mayim Shubim, so according to the Gemara. So for two reasons, it's not possible. One is because the Nikro Arim Shemsu, and another reason, because since now there is a boy so Gimelugim cannot pass it, even though it's the Basachas, so apply the concept of Gitel Yode, I mean a similar concept to the concept of Gitel Yode Boyker. Alright, now the Rav, I mean the Rav. Because Rav Rekutel, Namik Rav Shnoch Gimelugim, in Skosh Rav Rizalot, she yep, she basically Kutel, she holds her, the Kotz of Rav Rizalot, she וחוסר המים שאובים משלי שלוגים לשלוגים. So, in other words, that is שאולי רבי שואל כל מקווה שאין בי אבויים סוף ולא כמו גימולוגים וחוסר הפלוקות את כושר מפני שחוסר לגימולוגים. So that's רבי ישוע שי. Oh, וחכומים אמרים לילה מול פיסוי עד שיצא ממנו מרוי רית עד שיצא ממנו מיורי. כיצד? הביר שבחוצר נופל גימולוגים, לא יהיו פיסוי עד שיצא ממנו מיורי. אוי עד שיאמר בחוצר מיוסוי, סו ויתארו אל ימי נפחתם. חבלזר במעזר, זר יפס להם כיפוס הכל, כיפוק. Now we learned all these משניים. So we mentioned last time that there are two מסחויס in the Raimot, in the Sharamesh. Two מסחויס. But Moses says that the shio of Yitzim and Menu Yevet and Achi Yishashi Shal Yishtayla Milo Yishen Yom Gimu Ruki is the same. It's like that. That's one Moshe in the Raya. The other Moshe in the Raya is no. That there is, it's two separate children, two separate hours. The shio of Menu Yevet means applies to a case where the role of the Memsor is Mishon, not yet. But then, before it had Memsor, so Gimelugim were dumped into it. But the role of the Memsor is Mishon. So then, in order to cure the Mikveh, to be Machshon Mikveh, all we have to do is to draw out Nebuya Bay, in other words, if let's say a mikveh had 20 son, and made shom, and then Gimelugim were dumped into it, so in order, and then some more make shom dropped into it, so in order to cure the mikveh, to be machshon the mikveh, we have to draw out 20 soplos. 20 soplos. If it had 25 son make shom, and then Gimelugim were dumped into it, in order to Machshon Mikveh we have to draw out 25 soplos. 25 soplos. That's in the case where only Gimelugim, where the Mikveh is possible because of Gimelugim. And it doesn't make any difference whether Gimelugim or Esau, as long as the rov was already, the rov was made sure. But suppose all the water of the mikveh were mayim shuvim. All the water of the mikveh were mayim shuvim. So then by drawing out Minui Yevet is not enough. But you have to draw out, wash out so much. Let's say in the case where an amas amayim flows through it and washes away water. So when will the mikveh become kosher? So there are two machines in the second. The first, according to one who's saying the highway, so it's the same thing. So it's always, the halacha is, Meruyebate, even if it's cool and show. So by drawing out Meruyebate, so we cure the mikveh, we cure the mikveh. But then the other Meruyebate is not. When is it effective to draw out Meruyebate? Only when it's only in a Meruyebate show. But if it's cool and show, So then, drawing out the rebate will not be enough. But we have to draw out so much water, we have to wash out the mikveh and draw out so much water that we'll be able to calculate. But the question is, how do we calculate it? So there are two machines in the right. One question in the right is we have to calculate it on the basis, on a pro rata basis. The other option is that we have to calculate it on a 50-50 basis. Now this idea is very, very important. And most Rishonim agree with the second nusche in the Chayvet, and like the first notion, that it has to be calculated on a pro rata basis, not on a 50-50 basis. That's in Shara Mayim Perek Shlishi. You go over it very carefully, the whole Perek Shlishi, Shama, seriously. Now, most Rishonim, so there are two Nisroites, according to one Nisroit, the Amel to Arachas, there is only one method of curing the Mikveh, and that applies by drawing out Meruyebate, and even if it was originally Kulisho, so it can also be cured by drawing out Meruyebate. But the other mystery is not. The method of Meruyebate applies only when it's in a room. But if it was full and show, then Meruyebate is not enough. But we have to draw out so much that we'll be able to calculate that The question is, on the pro rata basis or on the 50-50 basis? So there are two machines. Most machines agree with the first motion, that it's on the pro rata basis. All right. Now.
Remember, it's only Gimel Mukin and it's a mute, so then what would be Malo Bode in terms of what has to be removed from the mikveh here?
The quantity, the quantity of mind that was contained in the mikveh at the time Gimel Mukin was adopted. So let's say there was 20 Somek Shami, and then Gimel Mukin was adopted into it. All we have to do is to draw out. So, and then it started to rain. It started to rain and it poured in with new Mikshami poured in. All we have to do to cure the mikveh is by drawing out 20 plus. Suppose you had 39 some Mikshami, naturally. And then Gimel Mukin were dumped into it. And then it started to rain and poured in, 1,000 some. So all we have to do is to draw out 39 souls in such a case. And according to one Yusra Ha'ilet, even if it was Omshu, not just Gimel Mukin Nisari in 20, so Omshu, even if it was Omshu, we also can cure it by drawing out Meruyebate. But according to other Yusra, and according to most Rishonim, no, we cannot cure it that way, by drawing out Meruyebate. If it is fully shown. But then we have to draw out so much, we have to wash it out so much that we can figure out that we nishtayam no b'shemim gimurugi. But what kind of a calculation do we have to apply? So that only changes. One notion is that we have to apply what kind of a method of the pro rata basis, and the other notion is 50-50 basis, even though, objectively speaking, you see, the pro rata method is more accurate, is more consistent with the mitzvahs than the 50-50 basis. But since it's negayah only the rabbonim, so the melee the chachamim will make it. So we can figure it out on a 50-50 basis.
But the Rosh mentions the Sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Is he holding that there isn't 39 looking?
The Rosh doesn't say anything on it. He doesn't say, the Rosh doesn't discuss that question. The Rebbe discusses it in great detail. But the Rosh doesn't discuss it. One second, please, let me finish everything. So, the Rosh only has just one Roshi. We haven't reached that yet. He says, why does he say Nitzorachim? What does he say Nitzorachim? So I think this is what it is, Nitzorachim. In other words, he has that topic, whether the Cheshim of Menuhi Veid is to apply in all situations, or only in the case or where just Jimurugi, Mayim Shuvi, we adopt into it, and the rest is mitzvah. All right, now let's go over the Rosh. Mevui mayim sholi betchil, vei dova buret mayim sholi shmuli. Kalim di disefte shevei seliyum ferikam, ubo beshach hazeis mikvor shkitz. Kali di disefte. Shtei brechi yishel mem mem so, zu al gav zu, vinofnu gimurugi mayim lel yeinu, viniftiku ubo tachteinu, kshir. If you see the grace of grow, and then the grow changes the girsa of the sefte, and if you look up in the sefte, you will see that the grow changes the girsa of the sefte. But that's the groshit, but the rash has the girsa the way it appears in our text in the sefte. Now, the grow is gerais. Now look here. Beis. What's beis? Shtei brechis. Shall hop hop so hop hop so zual gabso. But the Rosh here says is not shtei brechi shall mem so zual gabso, but shtei brechi shall the Rosh here says is not shtei brechi shall hop so zual gabso, but shtei brechi shall mem so zual gabso. We'll soon see why the going change in the gears and why the Rosh doesn't change the Yosef. We see that there is a basic machlekes between the Rosh and the Gro. And the contra Rosh, there is a striking chiddush in this Yosef. Shtei brechei shel mem mem so, zu al gav zu, v'nofu gimulugi mayim l'elyeinu, v'niftiku bo tachteinu kshev. In other words, you had two breches. You had two breches. Zu al gav zu. Let's say one is upper, a little upper level, and the other one is lower level. So each brecho, this is the Elieno, and this is Tachteno, and it has mem so. So then it says, "Vinochlo gimulugi mayim l'Elieno." In other words, the way the Rosh will explain it, so it doesn't mean that at the very outset, before the gimulugi mayim shuvim fell into it, so it there was already mem so in each mikveh. No, it's not that way. Originally, they were, each mikveh had mem so minus gimulugi. So when he says shtei brechi shel mem so zu al gav zu, it means shel mem so together with the gimulugi that fell into it ultimately. So it's mem so. But originally, each brecha had just mem so minus gimulugi. Minus gimulugi. All right. So, we know for the Lord who shall might be a no, we need to go to the Tachteno, Kshe, Shamei Meir, Shomu Memso, Achel Yorodu, Gimuludi. In other words, so that means, in other words, this Mikveh had Memso minus Gimuludi, this Mikveh had Memso minus Gimuludi. Then Gimuludi fell into this Mikveh. The moment the Gimuludi fell into this Mikveh, so then the Aleno already had Memso. Had Memso. But it had Memso on the Tzil, together with the Gimurugi Manshub. And then gradually the same Gimurugi, since one is higher and one is lower, so gradually it flows down into the lower level Mikri. So the first moment, let's say, at 9 o'clock in the morning, Gimulugi fell into this upper level mikveh. So then the apple of the mikveh already had memso. But the memso was constituted by gimulugi manchuri being added to almost memso mikshon. Then gradually, let's say, so drop by drop, little by little, more and more water drips in from the upper level to the lower level, to the lower level. So let's say at 5 minutes after 9, there is already memso present in the lower level. But it's not the gimulugim that at 9 o'clock dropped into the upper level mikveh. So not so again gradually, so gimulugim from the upper level mikveh dripped into the lower level mikveh. But let's say it's 5 minutes after 9, so there was already memso, full memso in the lower level mikveh. But the gimulugim that dripped in did not consist exclusively of the gimulugim shuri. Because when the gimulugim at 9 o'clock dropped into the upper level mikveh, so the gimulugim shuri became distributed, uniformly distributed in the upper level mikveh. And then, drop by drop, so gimulugim dripped into the lower level mikveh. So the gimulugim that dripped at 5 after 9 into the lower level mikveh consisted of my mitshonim and a little bit of the mindshonim. Of the mindshonim. So that means at the time at 5 after 9, when the lower level mikveh already has a memso, so yeah, what quantity of mind shooting is contained in that memso? Less than gimulugim. Because when gimulugim dripped into the lower level mikveh, so those gimulugim did not consist exclusively of the heretofore shooting, but it consisted of a major portion of the mikshami and a little bit of the mind shooting. So that means that there is memso already in the mikveh and less than gimulugim shuri. So the mele, so first of all we see according to the Rash Yosef in the Tisefte, according to the Rash Pshat, we have this striking chiddush. Now we know that gimulugim passes the whole mikveh. The gimulugim passes the whole mikveh. Gimulugim shuri passes the whole mikveh. If the mikveh does not have memso as yet, but less than gimulugim does not pass. That's a doer. Does not pass the mikveh. The question is, but most of the shamans say that even though less than gimulugim shuri do not pass the mikveh, but it cannot be mitzure to memso. In other words, suppose you have memso minus gimulugim in the mikveh. Memso minus gimulugim. Then gimulugim minus shuvim will drop into the mikveh. So together with the gimulugim minus shuvim we have memso. So the sheet of most shame, the sheet of the core of most shame is that while gimulugim cannot pass in the mikveh, but they cannot be mitzure to memso either. But the Rashi here is not like that. The Rashi is that gimul, that less than gimulugim not only doesn't pass the mikveh, it can even be mashal into memso. So Mehele, he explains as follows. Shtei bereches shel memso zu al gabzu. We know for gimulugim ma'im lo yeino, we need to go upon mitachtein, or is kshei, שאני אימי שומו ממסו עד שלא יודו גימולוגים שאולו מגלי. Now, so that means, so there are two חידושים in this house, two striking חידושים. One striking חידוש Not striking chiddush, which is contrary to the shita of all the other shem, and of course contrary to the shita of all, is that less than gimel logim not only is incapable of parceling the mikveh as a whole, but it can even be mashmal to memso. In other words, if you have memso minus two logim in the mikveh, memso minus two logim, mecha, a little bit is missing. Now, and then two logim, shuvim will follow. So, except for the sheet of the Rash, the sheet of the old machine is true, it cannot pass on the mikveh, but it cannot be mashing either. Not only two logim cannot be mashing. Let's say, suppose he had men saw, but one quarter is like, and then one quarter of my shuvim will follow. So it's still, the mikveh is still not changed. But the Rashid is not like that. That's one chiddush, one striking chiddush. Another striking chiddush by the Rashid is, now, who is mentioned that there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ram in whom Kolaboso or the Ramban says that the machlokes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yeshua and we pass like Rabbi Yisi is whether we say Tichanasis Negev Legabi in Kolatel Kula or not. Rabbi Yisi says we apply the concept of Tichanasis Negev Legabi in Kolatel Kula, and that's the reason as to why that mikro. And Rabbi Yeshua says no, in Kolatel Kula we don't apply the concept. That's the reason as to why that mikro we don't apply. The Ram is chelek, but he is only chelek as to the equation between Kolatel Kula and Mikveh. What is not even with the other? But the Ram is made it to the Ramban that according to Rabbi Yisi there is a concept similar to the concept of Tichanas Nereo and Gabi Yisur. By Mikveh there is such a concept. And according to Rabbi Yeshua not. And we pass like a maze. So that means when Gimel Lugim fall into a Mikveh, so it's not only that the Mikveh is possible, because if you are table in that mikveh, you are necessarily table in the Gimel Lugim. So maybe the tefillah is not a good tefillah. But it puzzles, it contaminates every drop of water that is in the mikveh. So that even the here to form it showing become showing. According to Rabbi Yisi. So how can the tisef the same? How can the tisef the same? Shtei prechi shonem so zual gabzu. ונופו גימולוגי מים ואליין ובנית כמו תחתינו כשרים שאני מיור השום ומנסוע שזה יודו גימולוגי so what? שום ומנסוע but that would be true if we didn't apply the concept of תכנסס לראי ראי גבי מקרה so ממילא when גימולוגי fall into this מקרה so the rest of the water does not become shown it's only the גימולוגי the גימולוגי is shown And then a little bit drips into the lower level mikveh. So before the gimel, the heretofore gimel ugim shuvim drip into the mikveh, so there is already memso in the lower level mikveh, and that's less than gimel ugim, and that gimel ugim that drips into the lower level mikveh contains only a fraction of it. Let's say, I don't know, 100 or 200, I don't know what even does it make. Of shuvim, of the here to for shuvim. But the rest, the major portion of the gimurugim that drips at 9:05 into the lower level mikveh is eidu shuvim. So in the melee, we have in the lower level mikveh, we have already a mikveh shuvim. But if we are going to say that the moment gimurugim fell into this mikveh, so every drop of water became shuvim. So then at 5 minutes after 9 when Gimel Lugim drip into, so what kind of Gimel Lugim drip into the lower level mikveh? Shuvim. So that means that according to the Rash, we do not say Chtichanasis Nivele, we do not apply the concept of Chtichanasis Nivele, of Chtichanasis Nivele, Gabe Mikveh. That's Rabbi Shoshi. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shite. But we're not the Rash, this Tisefte does not, the Rash himself says that the ratio of the Tisefte accords with Rabbi see. Not with Rabbi Yishuah. So how can we explain this Rashi? Now, so that is, that question is raised against the Rashi. So in other words, how does this, that's the reason as to why the Gemara changes the Gilsa with the Rashi. For two reasons. Because in other words, so the Rashi has two striking chiddushim. But let's forget the first striking chiddush, that the Rashi and Gimel Lugim Shurim not only doesn't pass the Mikveh, but can even be mashmal or something. Alright, let's forget about it. But the other chiddush is contrary to Rabbi Yisi's Arochet. That is Arochet. So I think that now I want to mention, for those who didn't learn Tahulis, I want to mention that is certain Arochet Tahulis. Now, I mentioned that the Gabi was a Cholov, there is certainly a concept of Tichanas. If you have a chtichas bosa that has a volume of the philippic acid, and then hot milk falls onto that chtichas bosa.